When you are basing your entire approach to another person on the connection between both of your hearts, the outcome is healing. Love is the medicine. Welcome to the special edition of the Heart of Healthcare podcast. We believe that true healing happens only when we are connected and practicing with love from our hearts. We believe that you can let yourself love people and also dare to care about people, that it takes courage to open your heart and to feel love. We believe that every heart-led action creates a ripple effect, which has the power to change the world, to heal. And these beliefs are what drives heart-based medicine in all things. Now, imagine a center that embodies all of these beliefs and more. Welcome to the Heart-Based Center, nestled in the heart of Basel, Switzerland, the first of its kind. What you will hear next is a heartfelt discussion by our two therapists, Andrea Gardner and Fiona Cox, sharing their experiences of the past few months that have taken place at the Heart-Based Center. We hope you enjoy the conversation.
Hi, welcome to the Heart-Based Center in Basel. I'm Andrea Gardner, and I'm here today with Fiona Cox. We're just talking, we're reflecting on the past year about the journey here in Basel. It's been amazing. Fiona, oh my goodness, what a year. How did this happen? This is incredible. We came to Basel as part of a project to treat Ukrainian families who just arrived from Ukraine with nothing. We came here for a week in May, and then we came back again for a whole month in June. And now we're here every single month. And it's become this incredible journey that we've been on together. Tell me about your experience of that. My goodness.
Well, I don't know where to start, really. I mean, it has been an incredible journey. You know, from the moment when we said, oh, hands are on fire and we have to go and help these women and children.
Yeah.
And we came for 6 days.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. You know, these women who were so traumatized, you know, wrenched away from their land, their jobs, their families, came with their children. And they were, you know, they were very closed, very contracted. I mean, having to cope with the trauma. Yeah. But they had such strength, such resilience.
Yeah.
And then they came for these sessions with us, you know, that first week where we just did sessions every day for 6 days.
Yeah.
I mean, it was intense,
but it was
incredible.
Yeah.
You know, they just opened their hearts and, you know, we opened all of us together.
Yeah.
And it was just so beautiful to see the transformation.
Yeah. And we had no idea what was going to happen. I mean, I remember going for a cup of tea with you at home and having this conversation about Ukrainian refugees and having this strong sense, my hands were actually starting to burn, having this strong sense that we needed to be there. And you had exactly the same experience of that we needed to come, we needed to help. And then when we arrived, I think, well, it was a surprise to me when we arrived. Was it the same for you?
Absolutely.
I was thinking that we were going to be meeting these very, inwardly focused, very traumatized people. That wasn't actually my experience. They're very strong, they're very vibrant, they don't want to be thought of as traumatized people because they have this inner strength. Is that
absolutely
reflected in
yours? And I think that was one of the really good things, is that what we were focusing on was intensive caring and restoring peace.
Absolutely.
So we weren't focusing on the trauma, although clearly it was there in large measures. But we were really focusing on the peace and restoring that.
Yeah. I think that was the key, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you've worked a lot with the children as well. Tell me about that. How's that been?
Yeah, I mean, just doing some EFT, tapping, and also little bits of healing too. But, you know, they were just so responsive.
Yeah.
You know, we ended up singing and having fun. You know, and they were missing their dads, missing their grandparents, you know, but it was such a privilege to be on this intimate journey with them.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And who knew it would end up with us being here all this time. And now there's a center here.
Yes. We're in it. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. What a privilege.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, just seeing how people have traveled, you know, just what comes to mind is this Ukrainian woman I've treated, I've worked with the whole family, two sons, the grandmother, and the mother whose husband is back in Ukraine. And, you know, she's a lawyer, and she was wrenched away from her job, her husband, the children haven't got their father. And she was just telling me this heartwarming story of how she feels after these regular sessions of just opening. The anxiety has really lessened to the point that she just feels this space of love. So when she talks to her husband daily, he really feels that. And it's just helped the whole family, and he helps others there. And so this rippling out of love is just,
that's the true medicine, love. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, love in action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I was just wondering if there are any standout stories for you that have happened over the past few months.
Yeah, a couple come to mind, actually. One was a Ukrainian woman who had come along for several treatments, and she was so inspired by the love that she felt and the techniques that she wanted to learn them herself. So she came along for a course in September with other Ukrainians, and she learned how to treat herself with some of the techniques that we use. And unfortunately, she fell down the stairs a couple of weeks later, and she tore two tendons in her ankle. So she went along to the hospital, and the doctors gave her an x-ray, and she came out with one of those surgical boots and was told that she wouldn't be back on her feet for about 6 weeks. Difficult with young children. So she decided to treat herself, and after 2 weeks she was fully recovered and almost running around as she had before. When she went back to the hospital for a checkup, the doctors were pretty amazed and wanted to know what she'd been doing. So she was telling them about the treatments that we were offering here.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So another story that comes to mind was a Ukrainian woman who'd been coming to me, and she shared that she had been with her husband in Ukraine and he'd died of COVID. And she'd felt terribly guilty that it was him and not her. And she was carrying this terrible guilt with her. And it was manifesting in various ways in her body. And she was pretty sick when she started to come. And she's been coming now for several sessions. And she's become much more vibrant, and you can see she's wearing colours, beautiful colours, and she just shines now when she comes in. And she's let go of so much of that grief and that guilt and that anger, actually, at how poorly life has treated her, which is what she came in with. Now it's much more, she's much more accepting of what's happened. And she's settling here with her family, and you can see that there's hope again. That was really touching.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I know who you mean. She's dressing in all these beautiful colours and really has this vibrancy, which is beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So we started in May. We came here in May, and we were treating exclusively Ukrainian people. And then we came back again in June, because by June, the Ukrainians had been going back to their host families, and they've been talking about these amazing sessions that they've been having at the center. And the host families were wondering, well, what about us? You know, how can we get into these sessions? So lots of Swiss people then started to inquire and come along for sessions, and they were benefiting from that experience of being held and being loved and nurtured too. Tell me about your experience of that. What was it like treating Swiss people after the Ukrainians? Was there a difference?
I mean, yeah, there was a difference, but there was also a similarity.
Yeah.
In that they hadn't experienced, say, the trauma of war, but they'd experienced the stress and the last 2 years, have been very stressful and isolating, mm-hmm. and they came along and just really open to this space of love and stillness inside, mm-hmm. and just reconnecting with the truth of who they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we, the mind and all the worry and anxiety can really obscure this beautiful stillness that we have inside.
Yeah.
And that's something that I really found as was a common theme.
Yeah.
It's like coming home to yourself. Really beautiful.
Yeah, for sure. I was finding that people were coming with long-term issues. So burnout, depression, feeling, as you say, isolated and not connected in any way, lots of anxiety, sleeplessness, those kinds of issues that have probably been around for some time. And then they were coming for sessions with us, feeling that connection space that we hold, and then recognizing kind of what was missing for them, I think. And lots of resolution of these long-term issues. Was that the same for you? Yeah.
Absolutely. People saying, I slept really well after the session.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel much better in myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something's just fallen away. Something's shifted.
Yeah. Sometimes even directly after the session. We've actually had people falling asleep on the couch here after their session. Yeah. Yeah. For me too. Also that sense of something settling within, and I think that's because of the space that we're able to hold with them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been really beautiful.
Yeah.
And incredible similarities in a way, mm-hmm. with the Ukrainians and the Swiss. It's just this similarity of just heart opening and love.
Yeah. And they're booking every month now. It seems that a lot of people feel that this is their maintenance program. This is something that's going to get them through through the more difficult times.
Yeah, so, I want more of this.
Yeah.
I'll book in a few weeks. Yeah. It's great.
It is.
Yeah, it's really beautiful to be part of this journey, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Wishing you and all those you love a happy holidays from Heart-Based Medicine and those of us here at the Heart of Healthcare podcast.